very problematic at the moment. We've got no water down the bottom end here of the river, and we probably only had water for about 10 of the last 30 days, so it's not good for irrigators on the lower river. We have one small bore which can run one irrigation line, but when the river's running, we're normally running about five, so it probably cuts us to about 20% of what we normally would do, which, you know, impacts our business and lots of other businesses down here. The river is a boundary as well for, you know, many landholders down the bottom end, so there's lots of issues with stock crossing the river and also stock in domestic water. You know, people pump from the river for their houses and stock, so there's multiple issues, yeah.
So for you personally, can you just outline sort of what production you're not able to carry out this year as a result of just the lack of water and allocation?
Yeah, well, the thing is that there is allocation because we've all got carryover water, but it's just not, they don't seem, well, that's not blaming the state water, but it's not capable, they're not capable of delivering it because the river has a fairly sandy bottom and a big kind of linked aquifer, so the water disappears unless they release enough to get down here. And there's only about 10,000 megs left in Carcor, and there's 13,000 megs of carryover, but to actually deliver that 13,000 megs would maybe take, I don't know, at least double that. So, you know, we're way out of kilter with what's in the dam and what's available. But for us personally, yeah, well, it probably cuts our production. You know, well, if we've only got 20% of our water, basically cuts it by about 80%. And we're accepting of the fact that there's no water. If there's no water, there's no water, but we kind of feel we need to come up with a better way of delivering the 30%. Someone needs to do some better modelling because, you know, there's a lot of, you know, capability now to model rivers and, you know, overlay all these factors. And I feel they can, someone can do the job a little better because I've had people ring me saying, you know, I've got no water. And I'm like, well, I haven't either actually, but there's lots of people being affected by it. And I just feel it would be silly if we get to, you know, the end of summer and we've still got the best part of that 30% there, because if it's there, we may as well use it and get some benefit and then, you know, hope for an autumn and winter break that'll fill the dam again.
Is that where the problem has been in this particular scenario, do you think, with the modelling? Where has it gone wrong?
Well, I think it's partly gone wrong because we opted, which most valleys have, for continuous accounting, so people are able to, you know, they don't want to use their water, carry it over, but the Carcor Dam just doesn't have the capacity. It's only, you know, 36,000 megs, of which I think about 24 is allocated. So there's just not the capacity there for people to carry over water. It's kind of over allocated effectively. They're relying on, and this was in the press release the other day, downstream inflows for people to water. Well, I mean, you know, you basically just can't do that. I don't think in summer there's no downstream inflows.
The Office of State Water says that they've been in good communication with the likes of yourself and local landholders. Are you happy with the sort of communication that they've had and the scenario that you've arrived at?
Yeah, we have had fair communication with State Water, but I think we need more, and I think they need to... we need to come up with a better plan.
Are landholders just going to sort of sit back and take this? I mean, it is, as you say, an unusual situation, and it shouldn't really be occurring. If they've got allocation of water, then they should be able to have access to it.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you would think so, but, we've been in dialogue. Like, I'm not being overly critical of State Water. It's not an easy situation. As I said, you know, trying to deliver specific amounts of water to specific pumps, you know, we're a long way from Carcor. It's not easy. So, I mean, either you kind of over-release and give everyone a go, or you kind of cut it off and give virtually no one a go. But I think, trying to please everyone is never going to be easy. But I think we're better off to have a go at the water, let a bit go and, you know, have 5 megs going past Helen's home and get everyone watering, and then say, okay, that's virtually it, because at the moment it's neither one thing or the other. It's very frustrating. I was talking to a neighbour the other day when you get, you know, like a quarter of the paddock watered and then the river stops for 2 weeks, so you're like, you're betwixt and between. There's kind of no point in